This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, August 29th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear from a contingent of Illinoisans who attended the Democratic National Convention and heard the Barack Obama speech at Invesco Field last night in Denver. We'll also have a look at your weekend forecast on this holiday weekend for Champaign-Urbana. But first, a look at today's news. A round of state worker layoffs announced by the Blagojevich administration yesterday will close 24 state parks and historic sites around Illinois this fall. The list includes Kickapoo State Park near Oakwood, Wolf Creek State Park at Windsor, and Weldon Springs State Park near Clinton. Historic sites to be closed include the Bryant Cottage in Bement, the Lincoln Log Cabin near Charleston, and the David Davis Mansion in Bloomington. Kelly Quinn, spokeswoman for Governor Rod Blagojevich, says the layoffs are needed to balance the budget passed by the General Assembly and that the administration is trying to minimize adverse effects. But Anders Lindahl of the Government Employees Union AFSCME says Blagojevich went easy on upper management and non-personnel spending in making the cuts.
The burden of these cuts by Rod Blagojevich falls squarely on the frontline hardworking men and women who provide direct services to the public. And consequently, the pain falls on real people in all of our communities around the state who won't be able to visit state parks or historic sites.
The layoffs also reach into the State Departments of Human Services and Children and Family Services for a total of 454 employees. 125 of those are Children and Family Service workers slated to be transferred to vacant positions. But Lindahl says any transfers of union members would have to be negotiated. Lindahl says AFSCME is calling on the public to protest the governor's layoffs and to also pressure lawmakers to balance the budget before the layoffs take effect. The governor's office says services won't be reduced in a program for elderly residents. Hours were to have been reduced in a program that serves about 50,000 people and helps the elderly remain in their homes. Blagojevich spokeswoman Kelly Quinn said agencies had been told to hold back money and reserves because of budget problems. A reduction in hours in the community care program was a way the Illinois Department of Aging was to achieve that. Quinn says that won't happen. She says the state will look elsewhere for $12 million in savings, but she did not provide details about where officials might find that money. If Barack Obama makes it to the White House, there's an expectation Illinois could reap special benefits from the DNC in Denver. Amanda Vinicky has the story.
State Senate President Emile Jones says if Obama were president, it would be a tremendous asset to Illinois.
Anytime you have a president from a state, that state should benefit considerably.
For instance, an Obama administration may focus on finding coal-based alternative fuels, which could help rejuvenate Illinois' coal industry. That's the expectation of Bob Hahn, who's from Centralia.
I think if Barack gets, when Barack gets elected, it's going to happen and help our area quite a bit.
And here's U.S. Senator Dick Durbin's take on what it would mean if Obama wins.
It means that I'll be able to call the White House and make sure my calls are answered.
As the number two leader in the U.S. Senate, Durbin already brings Illinois some clout. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, State Senator Mike Frerichs of Champaign says Obama gave a home run speech last night at the DNC. Frerichs is an Obama delegate who was among the crowd at Invesco Field in Denver. Speaking just after the convention ended last night, Frerichs said the speech will do more than just thrill supporters, but also help Obama win support from independent voters.
Really, this is going to help with independence in this country. If they've been paying attention tonight to this speech, he talks about all kinds of differences. And conservatives, Republicans complained about change, but he's outlined here his proposal for change, whereas John McCain just asked for more of the same.
Frerichs says the energy level was higher during Obama's acceptance speech than it was for John Kerry's speech 4 years ago. He credits the increase to the decision to hold the last night of the convention at the 75,000-seat Invesco Field. Frerichs says that allowed thousands of ordinary people to see Barack Obama, in addition to the usual convention regulars. Anti-war activists say as many as 1,000 people are heading from Chicago to St. Paul to join others protesting at the Republican National Convention next week. The protesters will include immigration leaders, Iraq veterans, and Hurricane Katrina survivors. University of Illinois at Chicago student Suzanne Navabi says she's taking a chartered bus, leaving early Monday morning.
A lot of students are angry and disillusioned. We want to turn that into something positive.
Other protesters are making the 400-mile journey on bicycle. Still others left Chicago weeks ago and are walking all the way to the Twin Cities. But Illinois House Republican leader Tom Cross says John McCain's expected nomination will overshadow any demonstrations. Cross is one of 70 Illinois convention delegates.
The Democrats have protesters, the Republicans have protesters. It's the nature of the beast.
The main protest march is planned for Monday, a few hours before President Bush's scheduled speech to the delegates. The University of Illinois will get a visit this fall from former presidential candidate John Edwards. The one-time North Carolina senator and John Kerry's running mate in 2004 recently admitted to an extramarital affair that many observers say will hobble his political future. But U of I spokeswoman Robin Kaler says it doesn't appear that Edwards wants to cancel any speaking engagements, including his October 14th date set up by the Illini Union Board at Follinger Auditorium.
The university extended an offer if he wanted to not appear, but we were told that he, in fact, is booking more appearances and his speaking fee has gone up.
Kaler said the union board had negotiated the $65,000 fee before the scandal erupted. She says it's not an unusual speaking fee for someone of Edwards' status. Students will be able to attend the speech for free. A newspaper says a truck driver convicted in a 2006 crash that killed four Taylor University students and a staff member, including two women from Illinois, could be free soon. The News Times of Hartford City, Indiana, is reporting that Robert Spencer is being released about a year after his sentencing on charges of reckless homicide and criminal recklessness. An official at Westville Correctional Facility could not confirm last night whether Spencer was being released and said more information would be available today. Spencer pleaded guilty last year and was given an 8-year prison sentence with 4 years suspended. Elizabeth Smith of Mount Zion, Illinois, and Laurel Erb of St. Charles were among those killed in the crash. Authorities in Danville say metal scavengers there have found another item to steal. Thieves have moved on from metal siding and copper pipe to steal more than a dozen manhole covers during the last week. Police say the manhole covers are being taken at night and create a danger to adults and children who could fall in. Bob Scott of Danville's Department of Public Works says the stolen manhole covers are of an older variety, were about 18 inches across and lighter than many newer covers in Danville. Scott said to deal with the problem, he's starting a program to replace the older ones, hopefully eliminating the danger of missing manhole covers in the future. For the latest newscast online, go to wil.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Yesterday morning, people at the Illinois delegation breakfast meetings were focused on one thing. They were all trying to figure out how long it would take them to get through security at the Invesco Field, where Barack Obama was giving his speech last night. From Denver, Robert Wildebor has more.
Kate O'Malley is eating eggs and drinking coffee and brainstorming.
I go early enough to get a seat, but it's a little bit of strategy you have to use because I don't want to be sitting in the sun all day, although I did buy my number 30 sun lotion and a baseball hat, so I'm ready for anything.
I heard that to get through security, there's going to be about 3 hours wait.
That's Kwame Fouché, a doctor who works at a medical clinic on Chicago's South Side for people who don't have insurance. He flew to Denver just hours earlier for the speech, and only the speech. There's no way he's going to miss it, so he's planning to leave for Invesco Field at 10 a.m., even though Obama isn't expected to hit the stage until 8 at night.
I just wanted to make sure that I got in and got my seat and was comfortable and could take it all in.
The easiest way for delegates to get to the speech is to take the shuttle bus from the hotel. That's Kathy West's plan. She's a delegate from DuCoin, Illinois, near St. Louis. She hops on a bus at 3 o'clock. She ends up sitting beside the flamboyant and outspoken State Representative Monique Davis. The two mesh well, and soon they're laughing and hugging like best friends on the school bus. A few rows up, Bill Crowley from Chicago's northern suburbs is having a good time too, but just because the bus ride is going unexpectedly well.
I've been taking buses over to the Pepsi Center every night. Those have been horrendous. Today, we're at this point right in front of Invesco Field in a very short time. So far I'm pleased.
Oh, this is such a pleasant surprise to be here.
West and Davis get off the bus and continue chatting. Having known each other for all of a half an hour, they decide to get
all
a number
right.
of pictures taken together outside the stadium.
Good, okay.
I get split from them in line, and the next time I see West, she's on the floor of the stadium. Since retiring after being a teacher for 30 years, West has gotten involved in a number of things. She's on the city council of her town, which has 6,000 residents. She's on a hospital board, and she has a job acting ill, memorizing symptoms, and then explaining the symptoms to doctors in training who have to pretend to diagnose her. But when I see her on the stadium floor, she's in the third row, right in front of the podium where Obama will speak. She's surrounded by members of Congress, the Lieutenant Governor of Illinois, the Attorney General, and she's talking about history and Martin Luther King with Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White.
I probably saw him over a period of 5 years, over 100 times, to let you know how close I was to the gentleman.
West snaps a picture of Spike Lee, who's standing nearby, and then Jesse White nudges her and points to the aisle.
Judge Mathis, right there, Judge Mathis.
Between the stars, the entertainment, and hanging out with some of Illinois' most prominent politicians, West is happy to have to wait 4 or 5 hours to hear Obama's speech. Kwame Fouché, the doctor, he's in the highest level of the stadium, where the crowd is doing the wave and stomping their feet.
This is an electric experience. That's the wave again.
As Fouché talks more, his eyes start to water.
Oh, that was just something in my eye.
As he continues to talk, tears start streaming down his cheek.
The stadium was set up with flags in every seat, so every person here is waving an American flag. It's a proud moment. To be an American, it's a proud moment.
Fouché says the flight out to Denver, the long trip to the stadium, and the long day at the stadium, it was all worthwhile.
I have a plasma TV at home, and my friend was saying, why don't you just stay home and watch it on high def? But this can't possibly be captured in high def, I know it.
At the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Robert Wildeboer.
In the forecast this holiday weekend, we have mostly sunny skies today, the high around 85, mostly clear tonight, the low around 55. Sunny skies tomorrow, the high around 85, mostly clear tomorrow night, the low in the upper 50s. Sunny skies Sunday, the high around 85, mostly clear Sunday night through Monday night, with lows around 62, the high around 88. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, August 29th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.